Welcome back to Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live presented by Verizon here on MSG. The Giants with the 12th overall pick take wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. out of LSU. Joining us in studio, the general manager of the New York Giants and two-time Super Bowl champion general manager Jerry Reese. Jerry, congratulations on the pick. Take us through the process of how this man wound up at the top of your board.
Well, thanks, Bob. First of all, he was the highest guy on our board, and he's just a terrific skill set. You know, number one, you look at the SEC and you see all these dynamic football players, and when this guy gets out there to one side or the other, those guys back up. So he had that speed on the outside that we like. He's a terrific route runner right now. He's almost pro ready. Obviously, young kids always learn how to play better when they get in the pros, but this guy's almost ready to go. And plus, he's a dynamic punt and kick returner. So we're getting a two-for-one guy, and you're getting a weapon for our quarterback. So we're helping our quarterback as well with this outside receiver.
And, Jerry, based on just the turnover of the roster via free agency, obviously you needed value, you had needs. And when those two collided, did you look at what the quarterback needed most for this system or what the overall offense needed?
Well, it's a combination of things, Carl. We went out in free agency and we tried to help our, you know, upgrade some spots in our offensive line, but we know we need another receiver. We lost Akeem Nicks, and we need an outside receiver. So it was a combination of different things that we felt like we could help our offense and help our quarterback and provide another weapon for him and get another guy who can return punts and kicks. And this guy fit the bill for all that, and I think he's going to come in and play right away. You know, we expect him to come in and be a contributor right away.
Coach, Coach Coughlin talked about, you know, what Les Miles, you know, his endorsement. You know, obviously Cam Cameron is an offensive coordinator who's a long time in the NFL. Some of the things that some of these kids do in college, especially at a program like LSU, does that jump a guy ahead of other guys when you're considering if a guy can come in right away and contribute at that high pick?
Well, it's a high level of competition. You know, they play against – even in practice, it's a high level of competition. Right. So those guys play against good players week in and week out, and he was a terrific player against a very, very high level of competition. So you get those guys from big schools, and they come in and they contribute for you right away.
Now, you talk about competition, and clearly you've created that with the pick like this and the wide receivers that you had. Coach Coughlin talked about the level of patience for guys to develop now in today's NFL. You can't have it. You've got to have guys that can contribute now. So what does this say for guys? And I call them scholarship guys because they, you know, just kind of been here and haven't quite broken through yet. What does it say for guys like that? Does it serve notice to, hey, look, you may have been a draft choice, but now it's time to show and prove?
Well, you know, Carl, this is a high-performance business, and you have to perform right away. You can't, you know, sit around and say, well, I'll wait. I'll sit out and take a redshirt year, and next year I'll be ready to go. You have to come in and contribute right away and compete right away for a job. And we've created a lot of competition in our receiver core, and I think we've upgraded with this pick. And we're looking forward to the rest of the draft to see if we can upgrade some more spots.
From a scouting standpoint, I remember you scouting me in college. Mm-hmm. Over the last 20 years, how much more intricate has this whole process gotten? I mean, you could talk about the access with the fans and scouting. I mean, how much different has this gotten over the last few years?
Well, you know, I think it's more hyped up, the draft, you know, but I think we still have our scouts to really do the legwork for us and go out and find the players for us and put them in front of myself and Mark Ross. Obviously, Mark goes out a lot more than I do. But scouting is scouting. You have to go out and see the players. You have to look at them. You have to, go out and fill them. You know, you got to go out and one old scout used to say to us, you got to go out and smell their breath.
Right.
You know, so you got to go out and look at these guys, look them in the eye and see them live. Because if you look at a guy on tape and you look at them live, they really look different. They can fool you if you don't see them live. So Our scouts go out there and do the legwork for us. So we still scout the old-fashioned way. We still have the analytics, the new style analytics stuff. But it's what we see with our eyes, what we trust the most. Mm-hmm.
Jerry, did you obviously the way the draft unfolded with some of the picks that went earlier, with quarterback going early to Jacksonville and a couple of the other picks, one of the offensive linemen coming off the board to Tennessee. Were you active as far as people caught, not you seeking, but was your phone ringing a lot? Because there seemed to be a quality group of pod players when you were on the clock.
Yeah, there were a couple just curiosity calls more than really serious calls that we got. We had a couple, two or three guys right there, and you know, And we got lucky. A quarterback went off the board, and a defensive back went off the board. So that put some guys down to us. And we had three names right there that we really liked, and Odell was the top of the three names, and it was an easy pick for us.
Were you getting nervous when, as you're looking at your board and it's unfolding, and you have Odell Beckham Jr. as your highest-ranked player on your board, however long it is, were you starting to get nervous as you got closer that someone might jump you?
No, I wasn't really nervous about it because we had a couple more players that we really liked there as well. So we knew we were going to get a good player at the 12th spot.
Jerry, you have pro personnel, you have college personnel. The objective is winning the division. Mm-hmm. So how does it impact your pro guys? And do you send out saying, okay, this is what we need in order to win our division? Or how does that work, that process work?
Well, pro personnel, you look for the pros. You know, we get free agents. And we try to fill holes with free agency, you know, with our free agency. So we try to fill some holes in our offensive line with some guys who've been in the wars before. And we did that. We brought some guys in. We feel like we've upgraded our offensive line in some ways with free agency. And in the draft, you pick guys that, you know, the best players available, and you get them in and put them in wherever they fit. You don't really try to fill holes, I don't think, with the draft. You just pick the best player, you develop them, and you have those guys in your stable for a long time.
Jerry, we appreciate the time this evening. Congratulations on the pick. I know it's a very busy weekend for you. You know, fans have to realize it doesn't start and end tonight. You got a long weekend
right,
ahead.
Long
of
way to go. Three-day draft.
Congratulations
all right,
on
guys,
the pick.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Giants general manager Jerry Reese joining us here on the program. We'll talk with Mark Ross, the director of college scouting for the Giants. Plus, we'll hear from Odell Beckham Jr. Take your calls and a whole lot more as we continue with Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon here on MSG.